Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we're here with Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen, who's bringing their tour AC Squared to the Warner Theater again. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thanks for having us, Jason.
Now, you guys, we talked, I guess it was a couple years ago you brought it through Warner Theater. If our listeners came out to that show, how does this one compare? Anything different this time?
Yeah, this is an all-new show that we've written this summer, and it's like the greatest hits of us, part two. It's like going out to a bar with us and hearing our best stories. It's a lot of fun. It's a great night out. It's not really political, although we touch on it a little bit. And
yeah, we kind of think people are sick of politics as it is, even in Washington, and really just want a nice night out, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. And just girlfriends who brought their girlfriends or brought their husbands or boyfriends. And, we find a lot of people that had kind of a liquid dinner beforehand. They had a couple of Pinot Grigios or tequilas, and we've encouraged that during the show.
Awesome. The liquid courage actually helps us get the room laughing a little, I think. How does the format actually work? Do people, write suggestions on cards? Are you guys sitting? Is it like a between two ferns? Explain sort of what we'll see.
It's basically Andy and I on stage telling stories. We have videos and stuff that you wouldn't see on TV, and stories from the last, we've been friends for 20, 25 years. It's behind pop. It's a peek behind the curtain of pop culture and world events. We take questions at the end because we love the interaction of it, and we usually, take like 20 minutes of questions toward the end. But the bulk of the show is really just us telling stories from our lives that are funny, and, the whole purpose is just to kind of put aside politics and make people laugh for a night.
Yeah, you just mentioned that you've been friends for 25 years, and I think last time you were on with us, you told a hilarious story about how it started. Remind our listeners, in case they missed that one, was it true you guys got set up on a date, and then all of a sudden you said a lifelong friendship blossomed?
Yeah, we were set up on a blind date, and we had a phone call to arrange the date, and I knew within like 45 seconds I was never going on a date with Andy. So,
nice.
Yeah, he was very, like, I don't know, he's on like a Bluetooth headset. He just seemed very, very excitable and enthusiastic. And he also violated my cardinal rule, which is he asked me about my mom within the first like 20 seconds of talking to me. So
why is that the rule? Why is that the deal breaker?
I don't know. He wanted to date the Vanderbilt boy. So I don't know. It just seemed like, that's where he's coming from. So I don't know. I thought he might be better served elsewhere.
All right, Andy, we got to get your response to that, Andy. Why did you bring up the mom?
I was excited. He was actually right. Anderson clocked me correctly. I was excited to date the Vanderbilt boy. So in this case, he was right. But now I'm friends with the Vanderbilt boy, and it's been many years. And I'm thrilled about it.
Awesome. Now, Andy, you know the area a little well from hosting the Potomac Housewives stuff and some of that Watch What Happens stuff. Are any of them going to be in the audience? What is that going to be awkward?
All the Potomac Housewives came to our Baltimore show, so I don't think they'll be there this time. But I have had Housewives in the audience.
Will those dreadful Salahis come?
The Salahis, they'll probably crash it just like they crashed the state dinner that year.
I totally forgot about that name, Anderson, and thanks for reminding me about the Salahis.
Thanks for reminding you. Thanks for reminding me.
But, Andy, do people, you must get them after every time you do one of these shows, people coming up wanting to talk about Watch What Happens. What's like the craziest comment a fan of that show has come up to you about?
Watch What Happens Live viewers, they like to have fun, so you just really never know what's going to come out of their mouth. That's, I'll tell you that much.
And for you, Anderson, hosting your show, AC360, and being here in D.C., you're going to have a bunch of people wanting to come up and talk politics, especially, the new Trump Hotel is literally right across from Warner Theater, and the White House is right down the street. How do you sort of diffuse that? I'm sure it's going to be really, the theater's going to be filled with people from both sides of the aisle, but, how do you handle it usually?
People don't ask political questions. Really, they don't want to talk about politics. They've been dealing with it all day long, certainly in Washington. So even in our last show in Washington, we really didn't get a lot of political questions. People just want to enjoy themselves and laugh and take their mind off all the stuff that's going on.
Yeah. And well, and for you personally, though, how has the last, I don't know, couple years, a year or two here, been an even bigger challenge as a journalist to weed through the quote-unquote fake news and all this other stuff that we didn't, it wasn't even part of the vernacular before, and now it just seems like it's a crazy important time for journalists to navigate all this stuff now.
Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, it's really, you know, in my lifetime, it's an extraordinary time, and I've never really seen a time like it. And you know, I mean, I think people are realizing the importance of news and accurate information. And I've never had more people come up to me in the street and say, you know, keep doing what you're doing, thank you. And you know, I think people are really enmeshed and really following what's going on, whether they agree with it or not, on whatever side of the aisle you're on. And it's you know, it's a really critical time for our country and where the country's going.
Thanks, everyone. Come check it out. Saturday, September 29th at Warner Theater. Thanks, guys.
Cool, thanks.
Thanks, man.